Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1145, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's get started with the first round. The category, wacky math. First question. The number of strings on a standard guitar times the number of Oscars won by Pauly Shore. The answer is zero. That's right, a standard guitar has six strings, but Pauly Shore, the actor and comedian, has not won any Oscars. Second question. The number of golden rings in a Christmas song plus the number of rings in Ringling's Circus. The answer is eight. Five golden rings from the song 12 Days of Christmas plus three rings from the Ringling Brothers' famous circus makes eight. Third question. The number of days in a leap year minus the title Root, number of a TV show starring Martin Milner. The answer is 300. A leap year has 366 days, and the TV show Route 66 starred Martin Milner, so 366 equals 300. Fourth question. Joe Namath's jet uniform number divided by the title number of a TV police car driven by Martin Milner. The answer is 1. Joe Namath, a famous football player, wore number 12, and Martin Milner drove a police car with the call sign Adam 12 in the TV show of the same name. 12 divided by 12 equals 1. Fifth question in this round. The number of islands in a Thousand Island salad dressing plus a baker's dozen of cookies made by Martin Milner. The answer is 1,013. The name of the salad dressing implies 1,000 islands, and a baker's dozen is 13, so adding them together gives us 1,013. An interesting fact to note is that Martin Milner, besides his acting career, also enjoyed baking as a hobby. Moving to round two, the category Who Sang It First? First question. I heard it through the grapevine that before Marvin Gaye's version hit, this singer and her Pips took the song to number 2. The answer is Gladys Knight. That's right, Gladys Knight and the Pips recorded their version of the song before Marvin Gaye's well-known rendition. Second question. This song was a hit for Benny King in 1961, for John Lennon in 1975, and for Ben again in 1986. The answer is Stand By Me. This iconic song has been covered and re-released multiple times, but it was Benny King who sang it first. Third question. Manfred Mann made Blinded by the Light a hit after it was introduced on a 1973 album by this rocker who wrote it. The answer is Bruce Springsteen. Yes, the original version of Blinded by the Light was written and first performed by Bruce Springsteen. Remember, the category is Who Sang It First? Fourth question. On their Mother's Milk album, the Red Hot Chili Peppers covered this Motown great's Higher Ground. The answer is Stevie Wonder. The Chili Peppers cover brought a rock edge to Stevie Wonder's funk classic. Fifth question. In 2004, the White Stripes had a UK hit with a live version of her Jolene. The answer is Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton's original version of Jolene has been covered by numerous artists, including the White Stripes. Let's dive into round three. The category, let's go for a swim. First question. A swimmer kicks twice with one leg for each stroke of the opposite arm in the Australian this. The answer is crawl. This swimming style, also known as the freestyle, is often used in competitive swimming. Second question. Simultaneously bring both arms out of the water in forward circular motions to do this stroke. The answer is the butterfly. This is one of the most visually impressive swimming styles, but also one of the most physically demanding. Third question. World Book says it's a restful stroke because your face is always out of the water and breathing is easy. The answer is the backstroke. As the name suggests, swimmers lie on their backs while doing this stroke, making breathing easier. Fourth question. This stroke is made in the prone position, using both hands simultaneously and doing a frog kick. The answer is the breaststroke. This style is known for its distinctive frog-like kick. Fifth question in this round. Your head rests on your lower arm, extended with the palm turned downward in this stroke. The answer is the side stroke. This stroke is commonly used in life-saving and recreational swimming, not in speed swimming. Now for round four, the category, beastly movies. First question. 1988, Sigourney Weaver battles primate poachers. The answer is Gorillas in the Mist. Weaver portrayed the character of Deanne Fossey, a real-life zoologist who studied gorillas in Rwanda. Second question. 2000, Blank Ugly. The answer is Coyoteed. The full title of the film is Coyote Ugly, a romantic musical drama comedy film based on the real Coyote Ugly Saloon. Third question. 1980, Robert De Niro battles his way to the top of the middleweight boxing world. The answer is Raging Bull. This Martin Scorsese-directed film, with De Niro's powerful performance, is considered one of the greatest films ever made. Fourth question. 1978, Robert De Niro battles post-Vietnam stress. The answer is The Deer Hunter. Another critically acclaimed film starring De Niro, this time dealing with the impact of the Vietnam War on American soldiers. Fifth question. 1986, Paul Hogan faces the jungle of New York City. The answer is Crocodile Dundee, a comedy film that became a worldwide box office hit. Final round, the category, surprise. First question. A striking disclosure, or the final book of the New Testament. It should come as a... The answer is Revelation. The term is often used in the context of surprising or important information being revealed. Second question. We found it, it being this exclamation of finding something, perhaps its namesake, California City. The answer is Eureka. The term is famously associated with the ancient Greek scholar Archimedes and is also the name of a city in California. Third question. Proverbially, this type of pitch, mastered by Bert Blyleven, is a deceptive trick. The answer is a curveball. In baseball, a curveball is a type of pitch that deceives the batter with its unexpected curve. The term is also used metaphorically to describe a surprising or unexpected event or thing. Fourth question. It can mean a sudden burst of electricity, and it rhymes with an electrical unit of measure. The answer is a jolt. This can refer to a sudden shock or surprise, and it does indeed rhyme with the electrical unit of measure, the volt. Fifth question. It can be an experience resulting in a sudden realization and also an early AM drink of liquor. The answer is an eye-opener. The term can refer to a surprising fact or event that makes you realize the truth about a situation, and also to a drink of liquor taken early in the morning. Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.